That's Asia. Only time will tell. About 11 minutes after 9 with the Grease Man. I'm sorry if I've been a little sick this morning. I'm down a bit Monday, so I always get a little carried away. I don't know why I do the things I do. I just don't know. About 11 minutes after 9 here at DC 101. Well, I'm a battered child. I admit it. And I guess it's had an effect on my life. These stories I tell, these things I do, just somehow kind of try to alleviate the living hell I experienced growing up under a very domineering father. Yeah, my daddy was a retired Marine. That man was fit. I mean, every day he'd leap out of bed, I'd know it was time to get up shortly, because at 0400, I'd hear his feet hit the ground, and boy, I'd hear him grunting as he did his push-ups and sit-ups. And I knew it'd be just a matter of minutes before he banged into the room and said, "All right, Marines, on their feet, that hot!" And if I didn't get out of bed and snap my chin and suck in my gut, it'd be big trouble. After morning calisthenics, be down to the breakfast table, and we had to eat like Marines. I mean, he'd already be sitting there munching on his toast. And we'd have to say, "Permission to sit down, sir!" He'd say, "Sit! Permission to grab a fork, sir!" "Grab it! Permission to begin eating, sir!" And we had to lift it like a square. You'd stick a piece of food, lift it up straight line, directly away from your mouth, and then into your mouth, and the whole square. Then, "Permission to chew the food, sir! Permission to swallow the food, sir!" And God forbid if you forgot to ask one of those things. If you put a food in your mouth without asking first or swallowed it, he'd kick you in the guts until you heaved your guts, and then he'd make you eat it again. He'd make you wipe it up on a slice of bread, and you'd have tears rolling down your cheeks, but you'd better not cry out loud, because if you did, he'd start calling you ballet dancer and kick you around the house. My mother'd say, "Don't you think you're being a little too hard on the boy?" He'd say, "Shut up!" And then at night, I'll never forget, this was the ultimate abomination. He made me get down on my knees and pray to Jesus that we'd have another war so I could kill communists. I even had to pray Marine style. "Hello, Jesus, sir! This is First Class Benelli saying my prayers, sir! If you can find it in your infinite blessed wisdom, sir, so we can have a war, sir, so I can kill some communists, please, sir! Please, Jesus, thank you, sir! Amen, sir!" And then I'd get in bed. And I'd have to just lie there staring at the ceiling because Dad would come bursting in and say, "I didn't give you permission to close your eyes! Are you asleep? No, sir! I'm wide awake, sir!" Sometimes he'd wait 2 hours before he'd say, "Permission to close eyes!" I mean, I hated that man. Sure, I feared him, but I hated that guy's guts. When the end finally came, and he had a stroke and he was in the hospital, he had a tube up his nose so he could breathe. And he was lying there. For the first time in my life, I wasn't afraid of that man. For the first time in my life, I looked at him lying there with a tube up his nose. And I grabbed the tube. I grabbed the tube and I pinched it. So he went, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh." I said, "Let me hear you say it, Pop. Permission to breathe, sir." And he's going, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." I let the tube out and he started breathing again. I said, "I want to hear you say it, Pop. Permission to breathe, sir." And I pinched off that tube again. He's going, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." Out again. He went to move his lips. I said, "What's that, Pop? I can't hear you." And I put my face right down near his lips, and like the true Marine he was, he just spat in my face. I said, "All right! All right!" And I yanked the other end of that tube out of that machine that it was hooked to, and I inserted it in my tuchus. And then I started dialing the phone. He said, "Who are you calling?" I said, "I'm ordering some burritos, Pop."
Pizza Hut.
Police.